Blog Talk Radio.
Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah forever and forever. We open up in reading Section Hey of Psalm 119. May Yahweh add a blessing to the reading and the acceptance of his words. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah henceforth forever and forever and ever. And you are in the knowledge suite. We come your way every M day, every W day, with the exception of some F days here in the knowledge suite. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, it always gives me a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you in these episodes in the knowledge suite. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to start a series of lectures, if you will, or lessons concerning the New Testament. We title it the New Testament on trial. Yes, we have the New Testament on trial. Hallelujah. The Most High is the judge. Hallelujah. I am one of the many prosecuting attorneys. Hallelujah. Your Christian preachers. Even the Muslims who accept the New Testament, some of you Hebrews who subscribe to this New Testament and their creation of someone that they've just simply given a quote Hebrew name to, either they call him Yahshua or Yehoshua or something like that, but the Yah makes it what? Very clear in his word that what? That the Most High Yah, hallelujah, there is none beside him and there is none equal to him. So now, we have the New Testament under interrogation. Yes, we are going to interrogate it. And hallelujah, it gives me a great deal of pleasure. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, to be able to be one of the ones to go in and to break it down, tear it up, and to convict the New Testament guilty of lies, 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 and more lies, because its authors are nothing but liars. The Piso family, Flavian Piso family, that is, hallelujah. Marcion, hallelujah. Constantine, the man they call Constantine, yes, he's one of them. So, and the Council of Trent. So the New Testament had what? Had multiple writers and those who were what? Are guilty at being the compilers and the inventors of this book of deception and this book of lies. But the main ones are the Piso family of Rome. Because of the fact that they were very rich, they were what you call rich Roman aristocrats. Yes. Yes, they are really aristocrats. Yes, no good, low down, dirty, liars. And they use these writings to do what? To manipulate the masses. Well, we are now going to put them on trial. Well, the jury is going to consist of the children of Israel, that is those who are wide awake. We don't have a jury here of those who are what? Are divided in what they believe and what they understand, because you got a lot of us who still haven't quite awakened to what the truth is concerning these lies that's over in this book. Because tonight, we're going after one of the big lies that you all been taught to believe, and we're going to put this thing to rest. We're going to put it on trial. Hallelujah. I'm going to present their case and their evidence, well, their defense attorneys have already done it. They're still doing it. But hallelujah, as a prosecuting attorney, hallelujah, on behalf of the Most High Yah, I am going to break it down, destroy it, disseminate it, hallelujah, hallelujah, not anticipate it, and I'm going to desecrate it. Yes. Going to break it all up, mess it all up, and put it where it needs to be, and that is to rest and out of existence and to help bury it in the pit of hell, because that's where the ones who put it together are going anyway. Yes, you are going there. Yes, you will be worm food. All you enemies of the Most High Yah, when he gets there, when he arrives, this is not going to be no party. It is not going to be a show. Hallelujah. Okay, and we're working now for the establishment of the court. Now, we told you that Yah is the judge. Hallelujah. Just for the conservation of time, we're going to go to several scriptures to make these confirmations as we set up the court right now. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. For Elohim, Yah, who is Yah, hallelujah, shall bring every work into judgment. So if he's going to bring it into judgment, that means he is the judge. With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Hallelujah. So we have established the judge, because the judge is also, hallelujah, the creator of all things and everything. What? The Melech Ha'olam, the king of the universe. Hallelujah. Meaning he's the king of the universe. The universe is on top of universes and multiverses that are above those that we don't know anything about. Hallelujah. The multi-millions of planets out there. Hallelujah. However many there be. I can't tell you the exact number. Scientists can't even, because they can't see that far into, quote, what they call outer space. So now we got the judge now. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Now, of course, I told you I was one of the prosecuting attorneys, hallelujah, and your Christian preachers, hallelujah, are your what? They are the defense attorneys. They are the defense attorneys. Now, Yah, we have to have a jury, see. Well, who will be the jurors? Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. So now, hallelujah, we're getting our court together now, our jury, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, starting at verse 1. But now thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Yaakov, and that formed thee, O Yisrael, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. So now, we open up with this to clarify who he's talking to here. Skip down to verse 10. Ye are my witnesses. There were the witnesses in the court right there. Here's the jury. Saith Yahweh, my servant, whom I have chosen, hallelujah, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no L form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior, and beside him there is no judge, beside him there is nothing else. So he's the only judge that's sitting on the throne to do what? To bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So now we have a court established. Hallelujah. Our cases are multiple. Hallelujah. There are multiple cases. So we don't have case numbers. We're just going to name the cases. Okay. The cases will have names, not numbers. So now we're going to dig into the case of, hallelujah, the hanging. Who was on the tree? Who was on the cross? And we're going to prove this thing out, that there is a very large deception and a misconception and a straight out down white lie when it comes to this cross business. Hallelujah. Because why? Your New Testament witnesses who were supposed to witness this thing couldn't agree on whether this man was hung on a cross or on a tree. Yes, that's what we're going to get to. We're going to prove this, and then we're going to also go into our book, into the book of Yah, hallelujah, and prove to you and show you what's wrong with anyone that hangs on a tree. Something is very, very wrong. Hallelujah. If, in fact, and indeed, this so-called JSUS was hung on a tree versus a cross, because the writers of the book just couldn't get it together. They just didn't know where to go with it. So now we're going to start in. We're going to start in on one of the brothers who apparently has a lot of problem in recording and writing and reading things and understanding things, this so-called, hallelujah, this so-called Mark. So we're going to get Mark's account of it, of what was happening here at the so-called crucifixion of J.S.U.S. We're going to start in at Mark chapter 15. If you got your Bibles, go ahead and read along with us and study along with us. Or if you don't have your Bible, write these scriptures down and go back over them in your spare time. Meditate upon them so that what? So this knowledge, this wisdom can saturate your mind, can saturate your inner part so that you can become knowledgeable on these things. So when you go out and witness to people, you got something to back you up. Yes, you don't just go out there just talking, just running your mouth, because people in this day and time, and I don't blame them, they're going to want proof. Provide it. I'm going to give you absolutely as much as I possibly can. I don't have it all, but I'm going to give you what I got, and it's quite a bit. Praise the Most High, Yah, because I am not going to in any way, fashion, shape, or form shortcut or try to discredit all the wisdom that Yah has blessed this his servant with. Hallelujah. I'm not the only one. There are many of us out here who have wisdom, who have knowledge, and now have understanding and understanding and overstanding in this book. Hallelujah. Because that is the prize, and that is the sole reward of wisdom. Because wisdom can only be obtained from the mighty Yah. Mark chapter 15. Hallelujah. Well, for the conservation of time, we're just going to skip down now. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to start reading at verse 21. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear the cross. Note the names now. These are not even Hebrew names. And they bring him unto the place, Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh. But he received it not. Now, in some of the other accounts, it said that they gave him vinegar. Well, vinegar, but then again, the defense attorney said, well, vinegar and wine, the same thing. No, it isn't either. No, it isn't. Sure, vinegar ferments and becomes vinegar through a similar process, but wine and vinegar are two different strong drinks. You don't get drunk off vinegar. You get drunk off wine. You drink enough vinegar, it'll dry your blood up if you drink too much of it. Yeah. Okay? So let's be clear about that. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, that every man should take. Hallelujah. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. Crucified meaning what? Killed him? Killed him. And the subscription of his accusation was written over the king of the Jews, and with him they crucify two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Now, you know where they got this from. This is written over in Isaiah chapter 53. Still trying to, the defense attorneys are still trying to say that this particular passage of scripture prophesied by Yeshayahu, the man is called Isaiah, okay? Trying to say that this is a prophecy that he written about what was happening or going on here or transpiring at this moment. That is not true. And I promise you, in one of our future upcoming programs, we are indeed going to go into detail to prove to you once and for all that Isaiah chapter 53 has nothing to do with no so-called Mashiach, has nothing to do with no JSUS, has nothing to do with no Yahshua, has nothing to do with none of those, but it has to do, hallelujah, with the nation of Israel and even a specific tribe in Israel known as the Levites. Now, this is what a lot of y'all brothers who try to break this down leave out, but we're going to go in there and show you. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, Yah, because we're going deeper than what I've heard you all go. And we're not going to skip some paragraphs like y'all do. We're going into it and break it all down, paragraph by paragraph. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. And look, and verse 29, and they passed by and railed on him, wagging their heads, saying, hallelujah, and saying, ah, thou that destroyed the temple and buildeth it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Now, from the cross. Now, this is what? This is clarifying and justifying the fact that, quote unquote, Jesus, hallelujah, was hung on a cross. Let's read a little further. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, that's not the King of Israel, the Most High say he is, but we clarify that and we'll bring that out. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross. Let's be clear now. Mark is clearly saying that he was on a cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him rivaled him. Now, in another account, in Luke's and Matthew's account, it didn't say this. It said that one of the thieves on the cross, hallelujah, said that, hey, what they did was justifiable. You know, that they had justifiable hangings and deaths upon the cross. But now here Mark comes with a whole different account. Now, that's going to be another thing we're going to put on trial, too, about how these so-called writers of this new book are very, very inconsistent in claiming that they witnessed the same thing, but they wrote different things when they were supposed to have been witnessing the same thing at the same time. That's stupid. That doesn't make sense. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Well, we're going to deal with that at another time. That's the Yah's will. Hallelujah. But now, we just went there to establish the fact that this Jesus was hanged on the cross, according to Mark. And if you read, Luke and Matthew, and even some parts of John, they also confirm the fact that this was a cross. Now, when you get over here to the apostles, and that's where we're going, these so-called apostles, the story changes. And we're gonna bring you into this. And even one of the disciples, hallelujah, has a certain account of what happened here his so-called confirmation as to what he witnessed with his own eyes, hallelujah, and heard with his own ears. Praise Yah. Let's go over to the book of Acts. Okay, we're going over to Acts chapter 5. Okay, and we're going to start reading at about, verse 28, just for the conservation of time. If you want to, it's on you. You can read this whole chapter to see what this whole mess is about, okay? But we're going to get to something that we're really looking for here. Now, remember, over in the book of Mark, we just confirmed the fact, we confirmed by Mark's account that Jesus was hanged on a cross. Because they told him to bring his ass down off the cross. You know, you saw all that so bad, you got it going on, so, such and such. Hallelujah. Then bring your ass down off the cross. Deliver yourself and get your ass off the cross and come down here with us. Or whatever. Praise Yah. Now, let's go. See, I can mark this over here because this ain't number bullshit anyway. Okay. Yeah, I can go there here. But I dare not do anything like that unto the Most High Yah. I can desecrate this book over here. I can desecrate this word because it's nothing but lies. Yah doesn't speak over here. These are not his words. Praise the Most High Yah. Okay. Acts chapter 5. Let's start reading at verse 27. When they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. They were talking about Jesus. Okay? Then Peter, here go Peter now. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Now, Peter was one of the disciples. Now, he was one of the ones standing around there. Now, why didn't he say cross? Peter says that, hey, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. This is Acts chapter 5, verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Now, Peter's saying that, hallelujah, that they hung him on a tree. clearly. Now, let's look at another account from Peter, because he has two books that he wrote, remember? First and Second Peter, supposedly, okay? Which we all know by now, this is a peace on. We're going to identify who this peace on really is, because he has a real name. Yes, but he was not no apostle and no disciple of no J-E-S-U-S. He was one of Caesarea Borgia's, one of his own family members, followers, who put this deceptive book together. Hallelujah. Let's go over to the book of 1 Peter. Okay, we're going to go through this mumbo jumbo over here in 1 Peter, because you're going to see some of this stuff, or it don't make no damn sense. 1 Peter chapter 2, and we'll start reading at verse 20. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently. But if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. Goodness gracious. The prophets didn't talk like this. They got right to the point. What in the hell are you talking about, Peter? What is this? Hallelujah. I'm sure y'all defense attorneys out there want to try to come up with an explanation, because you don't even understand this shit yourself. Why don't you just admit it? Hallelujah. Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, but yet was sentenced to death. Hallelujah. We have a Hebrew law that says not to what? Not to persecute or to kill anyone because of innocent blood, not to even shed innocent blood, okay? Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was rivaled not again. Hallelujah. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to that judgment righteously. Who bare his own self, bare our sins in his own body on a tree. On a tree. So here we got Peter over here confirming the fact that he was hung on a tree. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By those stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now turned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Bishop now, Roman Catholic title. So J-S-U-S is now the shepherd and bishop of your souls. That's not an exciting position to be in now, is it? Bishop. Okay? Your bishops and your cardinals and all this Roman Catholic bullshit. Yeah, I'm calling it that. If I'm offending anyone, you just have to be offended, because I'm just telling it like it is and I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. This is where all this mess comes from. Catholicism. Yes. My beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Look at this. He who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree. Over there, Acts chapter 5, verse 30, they say he was hanged on a tree. Now, the New Testament writers can't make up their mind. Was y'all J-E-S-U-S hung on a cross or on a tree? See, this book, which attempts to contradict the word of Yah, attempts now, which Yah's word can't be contradicted, which attempts to contradict the word of Yah, is contradicting itself at doing so. In doing so, it's contradicting itself, because they can't make up their mind as to whether or not this J-S-U-S was hung on a tree or hung on a cross. Now, there are witnesses that say he was hung on a cross, and there were some saying that he was hung on a tree. If he was hung on a tree, hallelujah, a tree is a tree, a cross is a cross. But a cross is what? Made from a tree, because a tree is wood. So either way it goes, he would have had to have been hanged on something. The mere thing is he was hanged, okay? Even though they can't get it together on what he was hung on, and I'm presenting my case right now, hallelujah, praise the Most High Yah, because now I'm going to go to our book and I'm going to desecrate this and tear this shit totally apart. Now, when I get on the other side, you won't hear these kind of words coming out of my mouth. because I have respect and honor unto the words of the Most High, y'all. And I know y'all defense attorneys want to say, well, you still disrespecting the word of God because you're speaking against the New Testament, which is also the word of God. You are telling a damn lie. Hallelujah. Let's go over to our book now. Put this thing to rest. Let me show you what's wrong with this. Okay, in Deuteronomy chapter 21, and that's Deuteronomy chapter 20. I'm checking these scriptures to make sure I'm in the right place, that I'm not reading from the wrong area. So this is exactly Deuteronomy chapter 21. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. Hallelujah. Look at this. And for the conservation of time, we're going to start reading at verse 22 and 23. Now, remember, your New Testament writers say he was hanging on the cross, then some say he was hanging on a tree. All right, here's the verdict. Hallelujah. Verse 22, Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yah. This is what we're getting to. Whether you leave his body on the tree all night, all day, or whatever, but you know that even when you hang him, that's why they fixed it up over there and said that Joseph of Arimathea begged for the body of Jesus. You'll find this in the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. And gentlemen, where he begged for the body of Jesus that he may get him into the sepulchre before the sun went down, because they call themselves trying to justify. This is the reason why. But the word of Yah has condemned anybody who's hanged on a tree. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yah, that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. Again, let's look at this again now. If a man, Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22, if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree. Your New Testament writers say a tree, others say a cross. Either way it goes, it was a hanging. His body shall not remain all night upon the tree, which you got your Peter, who testified in two places that he's hanging on a tree, despite what anybody else and everybody else said, okay? But thou shalt, and anyway, and Paul backs him up over in Acts by quoting Acts chapter 5, verse 30. But thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to show you. Look at this. Look at this. Now, Joseph, of Arimathea, supposedly, a Piso, of course, who supposedly begged for the body of Jesus, they buried him the same day he was hanged. This, our law says that if a man has committed a sin worthy of death, but then again, the defense attorney say, but he didn't do anything that was worthy of death. They were just killing him to be spiteful and mean and ugly and wrong toward him, okay? For he that is hanged is accursed of Elohim, hallelujah, that thy land be not defiled, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. There it is. So, if y'all JSUS was hanging on the tree, I got bad news for y'all Christians out there. Y'all JSUS was accursed, which means he was cursed. Not honored at all by the Most High Yah, and was put to a very despicable and defaming, hallelujah, way of death, which we know that this didn't happen anyway. It's all a big lie. But it shows you how in trying to contradict, hallelujah, they have contradicted themselves. So therefore, this trial, this particular case, looked like to me, it's been solved, and the New Testament has been found guilty of even this as being wrong, treasonous, hallelujah, not plagiarized, but lied. They didn't plagiarize the word of Yah. They simply tried to lie. They lied upon it, created lies. Because why? To know the truth, hallelujah, to tell a lie, you've got to know the truth. Else there would be nothing to lie about. Look at this now. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. Just want to show you something briefly before we get up out of here about where the real books of Acts are. And we're going to go back into our book to describe these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can read this whole chapter in your spare time. I'm over in 2 Kings chapter 10 right now. Chapter 10, and I'm hallelujah at verse 34. Read the whole book so you can get the gist of what it's talking about. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu and all that he did and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? These are the real acts. The acts, the real book of acts are the Chronicles, the book of Chronicles, the Chronicles, the chronological events that occurred from various time periods and under different, what, reigns of different kings are the true book of acts, not no New Testament. Just had to bring that into the mix as well. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure to have spent this time with you, and I pray that the Most High Yah bless you and increase your wisdom and your learning, hallelujah, in his word and in the truth of his word. Get out of this new book. It is nothing but a book of lies and deception. We have it upon trial, and we have already tried it and found it to be guilty of lies. Join me again this coming W Day in the knowledge. We bid you peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.